Kufzad Yivav, how a woman becomes Tahora. So the first part of a woman becoming Tahora is she needs a Hefsek Tahara. All of our women have a din of Zavas, and the Pasuk says that a Zava, Im Tara Mizova, if she becomes Tara from her Zov, meaning her flow has stopped, so then V'safra La Shevis Yamin. First thing she has to do is to become Tara from her Zivus, which is that she sees that it stopped. So how do we do that? We know it's with Bedika. The Mishnah in Samaches tells us the Anida, or Zavatu, the only way you know that they stop seeing is with a Bedika. Without a Bedika, we assume she's Becheskas Roa. Gemara says that if Anida doesn't do a Bedika, we assume she keeps seeing. And therefore it's a Suffolk. We assume it's a Suffolk, maybe she kept seeing, and she has to assume Lachumra as if she was always seeing. The Gemara says that if she doesn't do a bedika, doesn't notice any flow, but then days later does a bedika and finds his tame, she has to assume she was seeing the whole time. She was seeing straight through. She didn't notice it, but she was seeing. And therefore, the halacha is she would have to bring a carbon zivas, and it would be a carbon vadai. The halacha of the Gemara is that she's a zava vadai. Why? Because we assume, based on the Chazaka, that since at the beginning she was seeing, at the end she did a bedika and she saw, even though she didn't notice in the middle, but mistama, there was still a little trickle going on there that wasn't coming out, and she has a din of a zaha. And therefore the din of Hefsek Tahara is a shtarka din. They have to go against this Chazaka, and you have to show that she's taka, not seeing down. And therefore, l'chayra, it's a din d'raisa. It's down what's assumed. Beis Yosef says it's a davar pashut. It's a din d'raisa. He says, therefore, it has to be before shkia, because it's a chashash d'raisa, that until she does a hefsek tahara, she can't start shivin nikiyin, because maybe she's still seeing down. So the pella here, just to talk about a little bit, is why is that so? We would have thought, we know there's a din called hargasha. We know dam, even if the dam came from her, but without her gasha, it's only Nisidra Banan. And it's only Nisidra Banan when we find it on Davar Lava Nesmakabal Toma. So if we don't find it at all, and she's not having her gasha, Klapi Shmaya Galia, there's dam in her, who cares? Why does that make a difference? Why is this such Shash Dereisa? You could ask more. You could also ask the whole Shiva Nakim, we're doing Bedikos, trying to make sure there's no dam there. We're wearing white, the woman's wearing white to make sure there's no down. We're being so careful that maybe Lamaisa, she doesn't feel any down. Why is that not enough? At least on a derisa level. Why isn't that enough? So that's a shayla. One thing you could say, at least a partial answer, will be what we have seen, is that there's a chash of being argasha of lavadaite. That even though a kesem we assume came out without hargasha, but when a woman's having a flow, meaning what I think they would call a systemic discharge of dam, that it's not just breakthrough bleeding, but her body is giving out blood in a consistent way, so we assume there is a hargasha. If she didn't notice it, right? Even the metzias is, there is a hargasha. Just because the body's doing some sort of menstruating action, something, and she doesn't notice. So that could explain why we do bedikos and shiv nikiyin, because we want to make sure that she's not having a regular flow. If she is having a regular flow, so then we have to worry that it was with hargasha. So that could be. It's a little bit funny here, because it sounds like it's even a vadai. That sounds really extreme. The Gemara in Samaches, Rav says that if she did a bedika and it was bad, and then she stopped seeing, but didn't do a bedika, and then at the end she does another bedika, we assume she's for sure it's in Zava. That's a big chiddush, without any hargasha. Very interesting. So the Chavis Das has a chiddush. Helps very much for understanding bedikos and shiv nikiyim. Chiddush is not lahalacha. He says something very interesting to think about. He says that in shiv nikiyim, even down without hargasha is osur. It's true, we all know that down without hargasha is not mitami min haTorah, but that's by a tahor woman. A woman who's a zava now needs shiv nikiyim, so she doesn't just need not to see blood, she needs to have complete sphirish of Nikiyim, that it's absolutely va'achar titer, that there's no tumah klal. We know that even shechazer, even platz shechazer is soser and zivas, because it has to be absolutely clean. So absolutely clean, if she sees dam coming from the makar is an av hatama. So even if it doesn't make her into a nida without her gasha, but it still will be soser. And therefore the Chayav Stas explains very nicely why it is that we have to do bedikos. It seems to be min ha-tayra, safra la. It's understood to mean to do bedikos. You have to do bedikos, you have to wear white, because if she sees dam, we have to know about it, because even if there's no hargasha, it will be soser. So that's a mahalach. It's mahalach, but it's a chumrah, right? If so, in Shiv Nikiyim, there's no heter of ksamim. Halach, we assume that there is a heter of ksamim. So it's interesting. It's interesting, you know, definitely in Lamdus, and also, if you learn with Seches Nida, you're not going to see any stira to that. Right? I don't know of any stira to that fact. Right? It's big chiddush, but I don't think there's a stira to it. I don't know a clear raya to it either, but it's an interesting idea. It still doesn't totally explain, though, but it tells you in Shiv Nikiyim Achumra. It doesn't really tell you. We're saying now that if a woman doesn't do a Hefsek Tara, Midoraisa V'choshu, she keeps saying that. That means even not in Shiv Nikiyim, even besides being so sure Shiv Nikiyim, sounds like it will even create a Zava. Right? We could create a Zava without any Hargasha. Look, Mishnah seems to say Anida, who doesn't do a Hefsek Tara, and on day 10, she does a Bedik and a spare, we have to assume she's a Zava. So that's really a Chiddush, because the Chor, that does need Hargasha. So there's a Chassam Sofer. This is in Kuf Ein Zayin. The Chassam Sofer writes that he thinks Hargasha is needed at any point during the flow. If the flow starts with Hargasha, so now he says you don't need to have Hargasha every second. The Hargasha is Megala on the flow that this is a Tamidika flow. But once you start with Hargasha, until you do a Hefsek Tara and show that that flow has stopped, as long as that original flow is going and there was a Hargasha in that flow, so that whole flow is defined as a Dereisadika Nidastika flow. So that's a Chiddush, but yeah. So he doesn't say it retroactively. Theoretically, you could say a svara retroactively. He does not say that, though.
He's just saying going forward.
Okay. You could have used that to explain how is there a chash of tumas me'es la'es. To say, since there's argasha now, that does something on the past. That's conceivable, but that's the chash. Shlomaisa tumas me'es la'es, we assume is the Rabbanon. So that could be another possibility, just without this idea of the Chassam Sofer, is to say something we've mentioned, an idea that Bedikas are Dereisa, even though there's no Hargasha, could be just because it's Vados. So you have that real idea of finding down Begufa. So Mamela, when she's seeing down Begufa and it's coming by Hargasha, you can say, now it's Mukhzuk by us. We saw down Begufa. We don't see it stopped. So the male is din chazaka, right? Just like a bayis hamanuga. The Kohen sees it, he leaves the house, but there's a chazaka that the nega is still there, and therefore he's metamet. And that's considered having real direct knowledge in the nega. So it could be the same idea applies by Zivas, that since it started as a flow, that she knew about it, she felt it, she saw it, she had a bedika and she knew it was there, and she doesn't see it stop. So the male, the din of chazaka is a din ki ilu. She's seeing it right now. Ki ilu. She's seeing tuma, and therefore that will make a din tuma deraisa. Right, it'll even make a din tuma vada when at the end she does a bedika, and at the beginning she was seeing dam. She's muksuk that there was dam there. That itself will make a din deraisa without her gasha. That's a thought. That's more creative, but that's also a thought. Lamaisa, that's definitely the Iker and Poskim here, is to assume that even though she's seeing nothing, if she doesn't do a Hefsek Tara, that's a Dereisa problem. So based on this, the Beis Yosef and most Svarim, Rabbi Yosher writes, is that when Shkia comes, the students who have Septara, it's too late. Just like Shabbos. Shabbos, you have to stop Malacha. So, same thing. Problem to Raisa. So there is a Tzad Heter, and it starts with the Chavetz Chaim in Sefer Taras Yisrael. Very short Sefer on Nidah, the Chavetz Chaim. But in there he writes, if the Hefsek Tara was done after Shkia, you should do a Shelas Chacham, you should ask a Rav. It does not say it's Aser. But even though the Mishnah Brura is quite stark that Shabbos, you have to stop doing Malacha by Shkia, but he writes, there's room to ask a Rav. Clearly he felt that there is some sort of Heter here. So there are those that have Kulos here. Rav Avadya does and Rav Moshe does. And to say that even if you didn't do it right at Shkia, you're still okay. And the whole time of being Hashmashos, your Hefsek Tara will work with the Evet. We'll see what Ben Hashmashos. It doesn't mean our Chumradik of Ben Hashmashos. But there's a Shir Ben Hashmashos that could be Mutter. And there's a few points here to say that we could be more Makel here, that even though Shabbos starts at Shkia, for Hefsek Tara we could be more Makel. So one point, of course, is it's just a Safek. Right? We're saying it's the Raisa, but it's a Safek Raisa. Right? We're saying it's a Vadai Issa Raisa if at the end you did a Vedika and found Tame. But if on day one she does a Vedika and it's Tahar, so even though there was her last Vedika was bad, so it's just a Suffolk. It's a Suffolk, maybe her dam didn't stop. There's another sniff, little side of Heter here, even though we just said that it's a Din D'Raisa, not everyone says this. The Arza Ruah and Simon Shin Lamed Ches B'Shem the Rashbam says the Rashbam held a Hefsek Tara is just the Rabbanan. It's possible. But it's not absolutely clear it's D'Raisa. And there's a ghost man, Manios, says about Bedika Shev Nekiyim, he claims it's just the Rabbanan. Right? Not to say like any Tzad Chumra we said, but to say that no, there's no Hargasha, therefore this is just a Chumra. Chazal wanted you to be more careful, to pay more attention.
Is it
Hefsek or Shev Nekiyim? That goes by money who says it by Shev Nekiyim. This is in Perek Dalet.
Why would that be a question? I don't understand.
What?
I don't understand why it's even a Chidush. At the end of the day, you already wrote a Chazaka with a.
Oh, it's a chiddush because it says to suffer la, and Chazal seems to darshan to suffer la means to do bedikos.
What was the bedika you just what Hefsek Tara just did? What's that point of Hefsek Tara?
The Hefsek Tara is to show that she could start her shiv in the kiyam. In tarum yisov, she has to stop flowing. When we know she's stopped flowing, so then the suffer la shivas yamim. What does the suffer la mean? So sounds in Chazal that the suffer la means to. To bedikos, to check that these days are clean.
I always understood that Hefsek Tara is the breaking the chazaka, that now you are thinking about it, that not what it is.
So, well, it shows that it seems the flow stopped. The concept of Shiva Nekiyim L'chaira is to show it really stopped.
So that means the chazaka is still there, that she hasn't done either.
No, not the chazaka, but there's a mitzvah deraisa of the Safra La Shivas Yamim to be mavara that these 7 days are clean. Right, it's not mukhruch that's the raisa. Could it just be the safra la means pay attention? But there's definitely many rishonim who understood the safra la means to do bedikos and to actively do something to make these days clean. Right? We know that it's ma'akev. We know that if you don't do a bedik on the first and last day of Shiv Nakim, it's ma'akev. So pashas the raisa.
Yeah.
Zava, yeah.
How would we define Hefsek Tara? Hefsek Tara, what's that for Hefsek Tara? In Halacha?
In Halacha, what it accomplishes?
Yes.
It accomplishes im Tara Mizova, that she has finished her Zivas, and now we know right now she's clean.
Would you say Chazaka from Tameh to Tara?
She's still Tameh. It's a Chazak, it's a change in Chazaka from being having a flow to not having a flow. She's still Tzmeya, but she's gone from Cheskas Roa to Cheskas Eino Roa.
Oh, that
so there's another tzad of Heter. None of these are going to be, we're just building sniffim here to say it was something of a chiddush. is that the Beis Yosef says it's a duffer pashat that you have to do the bedikah before our shkia. But there's an interesting point to this, which is that he's the first one to say it. In Rishonim, they all have this lashon based on the Gemara that she has to be mafzik bein hashmashos. They talk about being mafzik bein hashmashos, that bedikah zu tia bein hashmashos. All the Rishonim seem to have this lashon. Gemara talks about bein hashmashos lo hefrisha, being mafrish bein hashmashos. So the Beis Yosef says, Davar Pasha, that doesn't mean in Beit HaShemashos, because in Beit HaShemashos is too late. You're already in Safik Yom, Safik Laila, so clearly it means before Shkia. But it's interesting, Beis Yosef is the first one to say that. You could say, just saying a thought, it could be that it's not true. Conceivably, you could say, I could hear saying, is that no. Ein Echinami Shiz Becheskas Roa, but it's not a Vadei Roa, right? We pointed out, the Gemara says, if she would not do a hefsek, and then after a few days, do a bedikah and it's good. So then we say a suffek, we have a suffek when her dam stopped. We don't know her dam is going. Right? If the end she has a good bedikah, so that shows you at some time she got clean. So you're looking backwards, you say, okay, she was seeing, but now she stopped. We don't know when was the point she stopped. Maybe it was earlier, maybe it was later. We don't know. But it's not a vaday. Mamela, perhaps you could say that if you do a hefsek right there in Bein HaShemashos, that window of time, that's enough to assume she was tara that whole period of time. Similar to what we mentioned once the Chazanish, that says on a Veses, you only have to do one bedikah. The Gemara only talks about doing one bedikah. Just talks about being bodik on the Yom HaVeses. Why is one bedikah good enough? How do you know? Maybe that second she didn't see, but maybe before or after she did see. How do you know? So the Teretz says, if you do a bedikah, that's good enough, even going backwards a little bit. A little bit you could go backwards. So maybe in Bein HaShemashos, if you do the bedikah right in Bein HaShemashos, that will help to be metaher, that even from Shkia, we assume she wasn't seeing. So the Beis Yosef says, not this way. I'm just saying that this is, we're looking for a reason to say that perhaps this isn't as chamer as Shabbos. The other more solid kula here is the Bach in Shuva Kuf Chaf Vav. He just says, whenever it's Chumra D'Rabbi Zeir, it's not real Zava D'Raisa, so you can be Mekel in Bein HaShemashos. Because after all, we know it's really just the Rabbanon. We know it's Chumra D'Rabbi Zeir. Not always the case. Sometimes women are Zava Gedolas, but if we know that she's not a Zava Gedola, Memela is it in Rabbanon, even though we try to make believe it is the Raisa, but for this the Bach held you could be Mekel. So that's another sniff. Yeah.
We normally treat anything just related to Chumah or Izeira, we just treat it like any other Rabbanon, Safek.
No, so we don't. That's why the Bach is a Chiddush, and that's why I'm saying it as a sniff, and not as the Ikud in Pashat, because more or less we don't do that, right? More or less. We don't want to make any glaring, obvious differences between this Shiv Nekiyim and other Shiv Nekiyim, or else your Tikkun is going to be your Kilkel. You know, they'll learn from this to be Mekel by real Shiv Nekiyim. So instead of helping, you're hurting. So we don't want to do that. But that's a sniffle hetzer. Is that it's really not an Isser Karis here. It's really an Rabbanan. And the last sniff is just a Pashut sniff. Not even more than a sniff, is that the hold in the Shabbos, we start at Shkia, is absolutely, we should do that, but we know the Mishnah Berurah talks out, right? The Gemara says, Machlokas Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Huda holds, and there's two deos in Rabbi Huda, exactly what he holds, but he might hold from Shkia already being Shabbos, being a chshas of Shabbos. However, Rabbi Yossi says, until 3/4 of a mil after Shkia, it's for sure not Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah even says that Be'etzem the halacha like Rabbi Yossi over Rabbi Yehuda, but we're machmer. So it's really not, even though we want to give over that, Shkia is the end, but it's not really 100% for Shabbos. We have no other sniffim of Heter, so we're going to be 100% machmer. But by this din of Shiv Nekiyim, there are those who held it could be Mekel. Yeah. Oh, so that's, yeah, so up to 13 and a half minutes. And then you could have a tiny bit more based on latitudes. Yeah. No. No, because Shabbos, there's more reason to be machmer, to straight out Isser Skila. So, yeah.
What does that mean? If the Pesach is like Rabbi Yossi, so then what?
No, so he says, in general, the halach like Rabbi Yossi over Rabbi Huda. So the Shaila is, why do we go like Rabbi Huda? So the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that the Ikar Pesach would be like Rabbi Yossi, but we're more machmer. It's not really so clear that the halach is not like Rabbi Yossi. So therefore, it's a geder chumra. It's a chumra that's 100% we have to keep. You know, but really, if you know that it's not so pashut. That really Shabbos starts at Shkia.
So why are we omeka when it comes to this?
So I'm saying, because we have these kulas that it's right. What do we have? I'm only saying this if it's just chumrat Rabbi Zeira. That is, also dafka. If we have this sniff, that maybe b'dika bein hashmashos works. What if she sees dam in bein hashmashos? Right. Let's say a more chamer case. Right after shkia, the woman sees dam. You know, she did a b'dika and it didn't come out good. Then she cleans herself out and then she gets a good b'dika, and it's still within 13 and a half minutes from shkia. So if she had done a b'dika there and seen good, that would be okay. But here, where she got a bad b'dika after shkia, so now it's a straight out. It's clear that this is she saw after shkia, so that's more chamer, because now lagabi what she saw, if this is the next day, so she saw dam on the next day. She actually saw dam on her day aleph of shiv nekiyam. So that's a problem. So therefore, then you would have to be machmer.
Another question.
Yeah.
Would Rabbi say there's more makom to be mekel if, let's say, this is only during Yimei Torah? Would that be another? Let's say this would happen. Should we only get a hafsik tara? Within the few minutes of shkia, and it was during Yimei Torah, this Tam Torah.
Oh, yeah, for sure, that's more reason to make, 100%. Yeah. You could even maybe find ways to do more make up. What? Yeah, no, but Shul was asking about it in Dam Tor after Leida.
Still coming, right?
Right, but I assume Shul was asking after she went to the mikvah, saw Dam Tor. Right, and even right, okay. So okay, so this is the latest time you could do it. Now there's also an inyan we saw Gemara in Samaches about not doing a bedika too early. The Gemara talks about by Anita, when a woman gets her flow, gets her period, we assume she's gonna see for a bunch of days. By Kesamim, it's not like that. A Kesam is breakthrough bleeding, she sees it and it stops. But normally a woman, she's a regular Roa, so we assume she's going to see for a bunch of days. Normally a Nida sees, 7 days is the Torah saying what's normal to see after 7 days. But there's a certain amount of time that it's so normal to see, the Gemara even has a chashash. Rabbi Yehuda says that a Nida has to do with Hefzik Tara, Min HaMincha L'Mala, at the end of the 7th day. Why? Because if you do a bedika earlier, you're afraid she's going to continue seeing. You're going to get a false hefsek. It's going to look like it stopped, but it really didn't stop. So you want to be sure it really stopped. So the Gemara has a question about how early could you do a bedika and still be valid, that we should say it really did stop. So it's a whole discussion there, a whole suffix that Rebbe had, and he asked Rebbe Yossi and Rebbe Shimon what the din is. And the bottom line, what comes out, is that if a woman sees a re'iyah, meaning not a kesem, but she gets it, has a re'iyah, sees them, so we're really scared she's going to be still seeing it. So therefore, if she checks herself shachris in the morning, and it's a good bedika, she can't assume that the blood has stopped. She can't be sure the blood has stopped, because since she just saw dam, her mind just opened up. We don't assume that it closes so quickly, and therefore, if she did a bedikah in shachris, So that won't be a good bidika, won't be a good hefsek. The Gemara says Rebbe was misupik about that, but misafik we are machmer, and we say that if she does that bidika, even though it was a good bidika, it doesn't prove she's not seeing, because neither normally see for a long time, and therefore we're afraid that it was just a short, temporary stop, but it's really starting again later. So we're choshish for that. And therefore, if a woman sees on a one-day re'iyah and then stops, and then she does her hefsek right away, so it's not going to work, but rather what she's supposed to do, l'chatchila, what she has to do is a moch dachak. She has to check that whole bein hashmashos to see that she stopped, and on the day a moch dachak, that will show that this day ended totally clean, the whole bein hashmashos time, and then we'll assume that she's really gotten over her flow. It was really just a one-day flow. Beis Yosef says, b'diyeved, it doesn't have to be bein hashmashos, even if she does bein hamincha l'mal. The Gemara is only befeirish that Rebbe had a suffix that it doesn't work shachris. But if it's bein hamincha l'mal, which the Beis Yosef says, not machmir, but the Beis Yosef says, it's from mincha katana and on, in that time period, if she does her bidika, so b'diyeved that bidika will work. So that's a chumrah. Now, that chumrah only applies by a one-day re'iyah. If the re'iyah was more than one day, so we're more confident that if she stopped, the blood taka really stopped. If her re'iyah stopped and then restarted again, right? Let's say on day 3 in Shiv Nikiyim, she suddenly sees Dam again, or she suddenly gets a bad bidika. So that shows her mayan reopened. Her mayan reopened, so now she's going to need to do again a moch dachuk and bichoshesh for this chumrah, or at least do it b'di'evit, it has to be minimum chalmal. Right? Rabbi Yashiv says, based on the Gemara, that if a woman does a hefsek and then the blood starts again within 24 hours, so then we had a din on Daftan Gimel that we say we're tola. There's a din that we're tola that she had a re'iyah and then she did a hefsek and then she says a kesem. We're tola kisma b'riyasa. Is that we assume that her hefsek wasn't good. If she sees so soon after doing her hefsek, we assume it's not that this is really a new psichas hamayin, a whole new biological event happening. We assume that her hefsek was really a false negative. It really didn't stop, and that this is still a hemshich of the old re'iyah. And memela, she won't need to do a moch dachuk. We'll assume that this is just a hemshich of an old re'iyah. Now, a woman who saw for more than one day, so she just has to do bedika, has to tar, she does not need to do a moch dachuk. L'chatchila, the bedika should always be later in the day. You always want your hefsek tar to be close to the shiv nekiyim, just as a maila, to have extra clarity that there's no doubt she's going into shiv nekiyim, b'cheskas not seeing. The Rashba has the chumrah, right? The known chumrah of the Rashba. The chumrah's Rashba is that it's always a mina kasher to have a moch dachuk. Right, so that's a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush, and it's a chiddush that he only calls a mina kasher. Right? You always keep in mind it's a rishon. A rishon. It's not even saying this. The Rashba is saying that it's a mina kasher. It's not. The Rashba is not saying it's a din. You know, it's also a little bit funny. Where did the Rashba know to get this chumrah? The Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara says it like almost an absurd thing that a woman never checks the whole bein hashmashos. We talk about bedikas. We don't talk about putting in moch dachos. So it's a tremendous chiddush. If she saw like a normal woman, she saw for let's say 5 days, and now she's doing her hefsek. Why is that not good enough? So it's not really clear. It's not clear how the Rashba knew to do this chumrah. It's chumrah, but like, why? How did he know to do it? One thing I thought, Efsher, just to connect to what we said before, is that we mentioned that the Rashi and other Rishonim, they all have this lashon that the Bedikah should be in Bein HaShemashos. So the Beis Yosef says, no, that doesn't mean Bein HaShemashos, that means before Bein HaShemashos. But it's interesting, could be that if there is a din, that L'chatchila, this Bedikah should be in Bein HaShemashos, L'maisa, we don't have time to talk it out, but there's so many sveikos about when Bein HaShemashos is, exactly when Bein HaShemashos is, right? Rav Yossi says it's the time between when there's two stars and three stars, it's not a very clear time. So Mamela, Efshar, that's why he said this. In order to have the L'chatchila Bedikah, which is Bein HaShemashos, you want to have a Mochtacha, because if not, you're never going to know when to actually do this Bedikah, right? Especially, you can imagine, without clacks. So that's the din. It's a churma, though. Sometimes it's a churma, dasi l'day kula, and a woman shouldn't do it. If a woman has to walk outside on Shabbos, there's no Erev, she can't. You're not allowed to go outside with a moch, so she could just forgo it. Sometimes a woman, if you keep a moch in there, even if she taka stops seeing down, but if she didn't clean herself out well, just having a cloth in there, you know, the body's sweating and it's a natural, you know, something left over from before. So sometimes you get a moch, and the moch has a slightly reddish look to it. You know, slight you of just from being in there, in that area, gets a little. So you even saw one Rav saying he's making on that because it's just a natural thing to come. So I don't know how you can be making on that. I might say it's not partial. The more partial to do is if the woman's afraid of that happening, if she didn't clean herself out well beforehand. Some women are careful to clean themselves out well and they don't have a problem with this. Is that it'd be better not to do that than to do that and come out with a shayla. Yeah. I don't know. I think the body like naturally cleans itself a little bit. You know, there's always some moisture being produced in that area, so it's not totally dry. So it naturally gets a little bit cleaner with time. I see what it looks like. It's not like a real mamashus. It's just a. You know, what we call it, like the sweat of the Beis Achitzon has a certain slight hue to it. Now, the last inning to talk about is what we should have started with, really, is the inyan of waiting 5 days. Waiting 5 days before the Hefsek Taras. So really, I should have spoken about this before. Have a cheshbon, maybe we'll come clear by putting this later. But really, before you even do the Hefsek Taras, there's a din of Ashkenazim, have a chumrah of waiting 5 days. Just to understand where that comes from. A very interesting chumrah. Like, where does it come from? So, the basic hesber given is, well, there's a din that Poleta Shechvazer, if a woman had Bia, afterwards for 72 hours, if she would be Poleta Shechvazer, so we're Choshesh, maybe she will be Poleta Shechvazer, and being Poleta Shechvazer is Soser, we're Choshesh Lalacha, that's Soser in Shivnakim. So Mamela calls Mana, she has Shechvazer in her, so we're going to be Machmer. Shechva Zera lasts, the Gemara says, for 72 hours, Zera is capable of being Mazria. Medically also, that's the share. You know, it's not exactly precise, but basically after 72 hours, until 72 hours, it could still get her pregnant. Afterwards, it's assumed that it starts disintegrating and it can't fertilize her.
It's about 3 hours.
So then, okay, so what are we going to do with Matthias? We never like Machloksim and Matthias. So the best I could tell you is that it's 72 is not exact, you know. It's, as things go, it starts disintegrating more and more. The emes is extremely sensitive to heat. The way it works is that the Gufa Isha is hotter than the Gufa Ish, and therefore it's very sensitive and right away starts killing the Zera. So 72 is like the maximum that you would, it's like possible, but that it's a real shash, maybe you could say it's less, you know, any, you know, machlok simitsius is.
So I'm going to talk that Prionos, it already, Uber delay someone, like, I got no
right, you know, it's, so that's the chumra. Now svardim, they're makabel the basic chumra, but only if there actually was a bia. If there actually was a bia, then they're choshesh. If there's no bia, Ashkenazim still gozer lo shimshu atu shimshu, but svardim they're not choshesh. Just ask when was there bia? Is there chashash of platus? So that's, I think, what Sfarim do l'maisa. Rav Avadia holds that way, that you don't have to have this chumra. And the emes is, you know, if not that it's Shad Ashkenazi, it's my minuk, but there's very good reason to see this being makel here, because why are you being machmer at all? What's the whole reason to be machmer? Because really, the whole thing's only a chumra to Benos Yisrael. Really, in real Zava, this would never happen at all. If a woman goes out to real Zava only happens when she's been seeing for days. So she's not having Bia. How do you have Bia right before Shiv Nikiyam? Normally having Bia right before Shiv Nikiyam involves Nisur Karis. So the whole thing is only because we keep it this way, therefore it's possible, but like, so what? It would never happen. In real Zava, it would never actually happen. So it's very hard to see that why on top of it we should make a Gezerah, on top of this Chashash. As mentioned, the Chashash is even so partial that it's 3 days. But good room to hear being makel. But l'maisa, Ashkenazim, not only are they not makel, but the Ramah adds a fifth day, right? 72 hours fits into a 4 day, right? Whenever, if she had bia, so her 72 hours from the bia ends out, it'll be a 4 day. That takes 4 days to make sure that none of those 4 days. To include the 72 hours. But then we go on and we add, Ashkenazim add a fifth day. Why is the fifth day added? Because maybe you're off by a day. Maybe you're off by a day? Like, what? that's not even a chashash. Like, when in Nida, when they kept the din of Nida Dereisa, no one was choshish. Maybe she doesn't count well. Right, woman? How many women could cheshbin? Right? Right, when you're married, you'll see it's good that the man should be in charge of the vestos, because women, they often just can't calculate. But we save yourself a lot. You count on them that they counted 7 days, right? Right, even Zava Dereisa, we rely on the woman. She counted 7 days. Oh, maybe she made a mistake. Let's add another day. No, isn't that reasonable? It's a chash. Even Karis Dereisa, if she's off by a day, if it was just six, she would be, it'd be a Sir Karis. Okay, apparently, B'Sapalos Mechadish Tas, right, a woman, you could trust them to cancel 7 days. Bini Seira, Bini Seira, cancel 7 days. So what is this? So the emes is, I don't have, straight heads, but I don't have. The emes is also has to be explained, even as a minig, it has to be explained. Because, you know, minhagim, every minig has to have some sort of a chumra behind a rationale behind the minig, right? We learn Pesachim, maybe if you learn it in the fourth parak, there's an end of minig tos, or minig shtos. Like, if a minig is negative, right, a woman being tmeya is not a good thing in halacha. Right? It's not a good thing for many reasons. Piri v'rivi also is a mitzvah, and stabbing the matzah of Isser is a bad thing. There's reasons for it not to be good. It's not a mila. It has to be a mila. There's no mila. Like, so what do you do? It's interesting that in the Maril, when he brings this din, it's not really brought with the rationale. We have this whole rationale to explain 5 days, a stretch rationale. The emes is he writes that there's different communities. Some have a minhag to wait 7 days before doing a hefsek. Some have a minhag of 6 days. Some have a minhag of 5 days. And we say, oh, we take 5 days, and because we could give sort of a spin to it, you know, off by a day. But it's interesting that the original minute didn't seem to have anything to do with Poletah Shechazera. It's a funny minute, it sounds like. So the Chayr of the Pshat is, I would say, this is speculation, but right, we know we have the whole sugya about Nidus that Hefsik Tara, we hold the Hefsik works on the first day, but there was a whole Shakal Vataria. Rabbi Huda says it has to be on the seventh day. Rabbi asks, what about on the sixth day? What about on the fifth day? What about on the fourth day? Normally a woman sees it's not normal to stop so quickly. So if it's not normal to stop so quickly, so there's a certain level of fear that maybe she hasn't really stopped. So likely that these Minhagim really started historically with that sort of a chashash, and the 5 days was taken because we could give a certain face to it. But I'm sure that that's the explanation. Lamaisa, it's a minhag. Ashkenazim have the minhag, but there are kula said in it. I'll just mention Rav Moshe gives a kula, well-known kula, which just shows a certain take. Lots of different points of kula, but his tshuva was said by a husband coming from going to the bungalow colony. If he waited that extra fifth day, the way things turned out with the mikvah, she wouldn't be able to go to the mikvah before Shabbos. It will come out that they would miss a lot. Yeah. Now, what would they miss? You know, he has to go back to work. Okay, but like, but he says that's like a shasat chak. So he says like any minhag, but shasat chak, you don't have to be makbid on it. So it's the fifth day. That fifth day, there's other places in Halacha we see being makel on the fifth day. It's a minhag. A minhag, right? It's not a minhag at all of Klal Yisrael. It's just a minhag. It's not a minhag that we really understand. It's not so clear it's a good thing. If there's a big hefsid, you could big tzorach could be makel. Especially, I would say, by ksamim. Like by a kesem. A woman sees a kesem. Normally, woman, the whole issue isn't really a big issue. Women always see for 5 days. Basically, a nido generally always lasts for 5 days, and usually this chumrah doesn't come out really being a chumrah. However, a woman who has a hard time getting tahar, and she spots, right? There are women who in months, they might have one day with their husband, they have problems with spotting. So if she's spotting and she's not seeing a regular iya, so then there's much more room to be makel, right? The first reason to be makel, there's a shach, the shach two shachs, right? One shach, he says, he thinks that the ikur by a kesem, the whole, we shouldn't even be gozer, lo shemshu, atu shemshu. Right? Because it's just a kesem, why should we be so machmer? Right? The other shach, I have to think, Rav Tzvi and Rav Shmuel, we're talking about this week, that by a kesem, to say there's no inyan of this chumr of mayim psuach that you have to wait, that you have to at least wait till some after mincha. By a kesem, the whole thing doesn't really apply. The concept of a re'iyah is that it's a flow. She's menstruating. Something's happening. That's the concept in re'iyah. The concept in kesem is the breakthrough bleeding. Right? We say that there's ain vesis l'ksamim. It's not timed. It's just a fluke. It's a fluke, so it can stop right away. So the concept that for a kesem to have to wait so long is a chumrah. So it is a chumrah. L'maisa the minutes to be machmir, there's no question. I saw Rabbi Karp says that the shach atzchak, there's room to be makel on a kesem. You know, like the shach says, is the ikur to just worry about the actual pleita shech lezera based on if she actually had tashmish. So that's something when needed. There's, you know, people have a difficulty becoming tahar. That's a kula that could be used.